if anyone tries to tell you that the Bible is not connected to modern life, it's irrelevant. You can pick out today's readings. This parable about the laborers in the vineyard tells us a lot about how we react when we think we're being shortchanged, how we grumble when we see other people getting what we think we should get. It's most relevant to modern experience. And if you want to look at the first reading, well, now you couldn't very well give someone who's not familiar with the Bible this reading, because it's a strange story about the trees, leadership of the trees. But if you know the story of Abimelech, you know it's very much like modern political maneuvers, power grabs, corruption, political assassination, manipulation. It's a very modern story. Abimelech was the son of Gideon, one of the sons of Gideon, by one of his concubines, and he connives with his clan to take charge of the kingdom. It's a power grab, is what you say in modern terms. It's a power grab. So if you think that political factions and political violence and manipulation, if you think those are modern phenomena, no, those are human phenomena. In every age, that's how people manipulate to try to get power, earthly power. Now, the other thing that the Bible teaches us is that that way is a disaster, which is something we seem to be very slow to learn. We keep using the same stupid methods to get power, and it always leads to disaster. So that's what happens in this first reading. Now, the story is from the book of Judges. We skipped over the rest of the Gideon story, which is too bad because there's a lot of great lessons about Gideon. But anyway, we skipped over the rest of it, and now we're at the next generation, Gideon's sons, although Abimelech has all the rest of his sons killed, or kills them. I think there were 70 sons, and he has them all killed except Jotham, who appears in this reading. He gets away. So Abimelech takes power in a way that was never intended by God. God chose Gideon because the people needed a leader. But the lesson was supposed to be, I'm your leader. God is the leader. Don't focus on earthly power. Focus on following the Lord. And Gideon understood that very well. Apparently, Abimelech did not. So that's why Jotham, his half-brother, Abimelech's half-brother, tells this parable about the trees. What he's really saying is, Abimelech, are the buckthorn. You're the invasive weed. And he tells the people of Shechem, if you want to have this invasive weed rule over you, well, that's your choice, but it's going to lead to disaster. The rest of the sons of Gideon did not accept the kingship because God didn't ask them to. But Abimelech grabs the power, and if you want to give power to someone who's a power grabber, this is what's going to happen. He'll take power over you, and he'll use his power for himself, not for you. So that's the warning that's being given in the first reading. I say it's relevant to modern times and to every political situation and every dynasty that's trying to grab power. Let's turn to this gospel, though, this great parable of the workers in the vineyard. Sometimes this is referred to as the parable of the 11th hour workers, because the daylight was divided into 12 pieces. They were hours. And so those who were hired at 5 o'clock and only worked 1 hour, that 5 o'clock was the 11th hour, 1 hour before sunset. Now, you could put this in the context of our liturgical journey. We're in the month of August, month of glory, and we're between the solemnity of the Assumption and the celebration of the Queenship of Mary. So we have in the background our awareness that Mary is given great glory. And we remember that, yes, she's given great glory because God chose her and bestowed on her this favor. She merits it in the sense that she cooperated fully with God. But it didn't start with Mary's goodness. It started with God's generosity. That's where everything starts, God's generosity. So this parable, you could say, is also a revelation of glory. This landowner is a very generous man. He hires people at any time of the day, and he gives them a very generous wage. That's how glory works. We don't enter into heaven because we work hard. We enter into heaven because God wants us to go to heaven, and he makes it possible. Now, if we cooperate, well, then yes, we receive glory. And if we don't cooperate, if we say, I don't want to work, I'm not going to go into the vineyard, well, then we don't get the glory. So yes, we do have a responsibility here. Whether we're hired early in the day or late in the day is not that significant from God's perspective. He wants everybody to work, and he wants everyone to get paid. Even people who don't work very much at all, he wants them to get paid. So this is the glorious side. You say, from God's perspective, it's a glorious story. It's a story of God's generosity. From our perspective, this is a rather disturbing parable because it's obviously unfair. And when we take that perspective, we say, well, that's no way to treat these people who worked all day, give them the same pay as the ones who worked only 1 hour. And you can see why they're grumbling, because they feel like they're being misused. And I'm telling you, this is a very, very common human reaction. We think we're not being treated fairly. We're not even being treated fairly by God. Other people have it better off than we do. That's not fair. That's our natural reaction. The part of the power of this parable is the response of the landowner to these grumbling workers. He says, my friend, I'm not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? I'm not cheating you. Actually, I'm fair to you. I'm fair to you. I'm doing exactly what I told you I would do. Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Obviously, rich people can do what they want with their money. God can give his gifts freely to whomever he wants. Are you envious because I am generous? The answer is yes, that's the problem, isn't it? We're envious because God is generous. Not because he's generous to us, but because he's generous to someone else. I love the line in this Hanuman Way meditation. It says it very well. What looks to us like injustice on God's part is really envy on our part. What looks to us like injustice on God's part is really envy on our part. Now, it doesn't mean that we're unable to identify injustice. Yes, we understand injustice, and we have a natural aversion to it. It makes us angry. But when we pin that perspective on God, that's where we go astray. God is not unjust. It's mysterious how he decides to choose and favor people, and we can't figure it out. But if we decide to reject it, it's not because he's not being generous. It's because we're being envious. So let's take this lesson to fight the temptation to be envious. Take the lesson that we are to be grateful for God's generosity to us and to others. We have a very generous boss. Actually, he's a generous father, and he loves his children. If we think that we're being treated unfairly, it's our perspective that has to change. And usually what's wrong with our perspective is that it's too narrow. We're thinking about what happened yesterday and how we were treated yesterday. We're not thinking about eternal life. When we get to eternal life, God willing, anyone who's in heaven is not complaining about God. No one in heaven is complaining about God being unfair. No one. Because they all see how generous God is to them and to everybody. And it's great to see God's generosity. Thanks be to God, they all say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for blessing everybody. Remember what Mary says. We're in between the Assumption and the Queenship, so this is a Marian season. What does Mary say? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. That's the attitude of a grateful worker in the vineyard. God has looked with favor on us. Why did he hire us at all? He didn't have to hire us. He doesn't need us. He hires us because he's so generous. He wants us to participate in his work. And the right response is, yes, to go and work, and to be grateful for the opportunity to work, and to be grateful for God's generous rewards. So let's take that lesson into our day. Stop complaining. Fight against envy. Be grateful, humble servants in the vineyard of the Lord.